Christina Mani, I'm the Global Trade Engagement Director at Better Grains and the founder of Mothers of Africa Mobile Soko. It's a marketplace where we facilitate trade of dry agricultural commodity trades between buyers and sellers whom we have vetted. As a leading provider of prices on dry commodity trades, namely beans, rice, maize, legumes, milled flours and grains, we get a lot of queries in terms of market prices, in terms of trade, because we not only report for Kenya, but we also give prices for Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda, and other parts of Africa, depending on how accessible that information is. As many of you may have heard, there's actually a very huge shortage of maize in Kenya. Now, the interesting thing about maize is a very political crop. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be, but that's the way it is. So we get a lot of queries in terms of maize, where's the maize location, where can we find maize? Usually there's normally a maize ban in Kenya, but because of the outcry that has been there on the shortage of maize, is actually a ban that has been lifted and certain individuals have been given the permit to be able to import maize into Kenya. So we've been getting a lot of queries from other African countries where they have huge supplies of maize. And so because of that, I kept on getting the same questions, I decided why not just do a maize report that will help farmers, will help traders, will help women and youth to be able to effectively trade, especially with regards to maize in Kenya. And so because of that, I decided to analyze the various questions that we have gotten, and I put together a maize report covering the first quarter of 2023, which is namely from January to March. And so I did the report and I've put out various campaigns, and I decided, okay, let's just get to the bottom of this. Forget the politics that is in the maize. There is maize demand, there is maize supply, there's business opportunities, there are profits to be made, there are also risks and markets to sell. So that's why I took the time to be able to put together a report which I published, and my goal is to give guidance on where to find the information that you need. Of course, the information is timely. It's very well researched. We spent extensive time looking at data from the ministries of agriculture, from other countries. We've looked at demand and supplies. We've also looked at the requests that have come in through our wide network of buyers and sellers, and we're able to tell where actually the maize is. So it's been quite extensive, and that's why we decided to put together the report now. The report, unfortunately, it can only be accessed online. And the reason is just to be fair to the author for the time and effort spent in developing the report. So we put in a mechanism to ensure that the report is only accessible online and it's accessible for a fee. However, I decided to do a video so that I can give an overview of what the Nairobi County Maize Report is all about. So one of the most frequently asked questions we get is, I'm looking for maize. The second most frequently asked question is, I'm selling maize, where can I sell? And the third question that we usually have is, help me secure buyers. Those are the calls that we've been getting, and the majority of them have been particularly pertaining to that. So one of the things we did in the report is we decided to address the most frequently asked questions, and then we took it a step further. We went and researched on large buyers of maize, and we went ahead and did some background work, people who have the reputation of being honest suppliers. Yes, there are other suppliers, but we took time to do background research, and we're able to provide you with a Google pin, the contacts, the location. Again, just having given you a list of people that you can trade with does not necessarily mean that we've already secured it, but what we've done is we have given you a list and given you a foundation to go ahead and start. The reason why we did this is because we have queries for about 10,000 tons of metric tons of maize from Zambia and also from Malawi. if we start facilitating this, it will be impossible to do. So what we decided to do, it's better we give you the tools and you can go ahead and execute the trade for yourself. So our role becomes really to help you in those aspects where you're not able to. And that's why we've taken the time to give you the list of suppliers. We've calculated a lot of things for you and also cautioned you and also indicated that we're readily available to help you through our trade facilitation services at a fee to help you just be able to trade better. So other questions addressed in the report include the size of the maize business opportunity in Kenya shillings and US dollars. We went ahead and in the report, we clearly tell you how much, what is the business opportunity in terms of what is the requirement, how much maize is required within, in particular counties, itemized also the counties based on which areas have the biggest opportunities. We've also provided a list of which are the most profitable counties to sell your maize, because not all counties are profitable. Some are extremely profitable, others you will lose money. We've also taken it a step further and given you profit expectation on a trailer of maize, and we're talking about 28 metric tons of maize. Nairobi is probably not the most profitable county to sell maize, because there are other counties where the maize business is doing well. When you look at the supply and the asking price, you can certainly do better for yourself. But we've also given you where else can a trader sell maize besides Nairobi and profitable. This does not mean that Nairobi is not profitable, but we've given you other options. We've done the work for you. We've done the research to make the process easier for you. Other questions addressed also, we've put the profit margins when selling outside your county where the maize supply is. Like we said, there's maize. There are people who are hoarding maize, farmers are hoarding maize, traders are hoarding maize in anticipation for higher prices. So we've actually gone ahead and calculated the profit margins for you per 28 metric tons. So when you look at the business opportunity within a county, you're able to establish how many trips or how many trailers or how many trucks or how many containers am I able to work with, and how much profit will I make. The other question that we also get is many traders don't know how to sell, what price to sell their maize. We've taken the time to tell you where to find the prices, how to price it. We've also calculated in the report, we've calculated the cost associated with transportation and things like that. But yes, while we know the data fluctuates, but we've given you we've done most of the work for you to be able to do a good trade, because we know that traders tend to be lazy when it comes to doing those small costings, and we have tackled all that for you. The other thing we've also done is we have addressed the issues of risks traders and farmers should be aware of. We've seen many people just get up, load up a trailer of maize and bring it to a factory. The only problem is that what normally happens is that the maize may be rejected, and then it's not unusual for you to find other buyers outside the factory ready to buy that maize at a throwaway price. We don't want you in that situation. How do we you need to be cautioned on what you need to do to avoid such a scenario. How do you deal with the fluctuation of maize market prices? Again, you have been cautioned and you have been told where to go to find that information. So again, addressing, help me secure buyers. That's what I get a lot. Number one, we have listed 20. Actually, they're not even 25. They're 26 large buyers in the report. We've given you their names. We've given you their contacts. We've given you their email addresses, I believe. And we've also given you the physical location. And we've also given you the PIN location. So you're able to get there. So it doesn't get easier than that. Using your phone, you should be able to leave where you're going directly to the to the buyer, and we've done all that for you. So there's absolutely no reason. Again, why would we do this? Because it is much faster for you to do what you need to do, facilitate the trade for you, and for you to do it faster than if we try to facilitate every buyer or every request that we can. And then the reason why we are selling the report is just to compensate for the time and effort that we have taken to secure the report. To develop the report. So it is important that you get the report, and the purpose of the report is to help you to serve. There's a need we are serving, and the need we are serving is for you to be able to trade quickly and to trade effectively. So again, people are asking why are you doing this? People wonder why we do this analysis and why we give this information. Well, we just want people to trade faster. We have 10,000 metric tons requests for maize. It just makes more sense to provide you the tools to trade and to allow you to be able to do that, which will allow us to now focus on doing what you cannot handle. This is where our trade facilitation services come in. And what areas are we talking about? Say, for example, for traders in Uganda, in Malawi or Zambia, they would want certain things done. Check on this price, do this for us. And then now that's where our trade facilitation services come in. They might want us to advise them on how to make sure that they're able to secure their business without being conned. Those are some of the things that we're really focused and working on. So the other questions that we've addressed on the report is how much profit should I expect to make from a 28 metric tons trailer or container of maize? Well, the profits range from 45% to minus 21%, depending on where you decide to sell your maize. Again, we've given you guidelines. We've not just given you figures. We've given you tables. We've given you charts so that you're able to make an informed decision. We've told you a lot of things. So really, we have covered a lot of work and it's a valuable tool and we're very excited about it because, again, our role is to, we're very committed to making sure that agricultural markets are favorable for Africans, especially the traders, the farmers, women and youth, as well as the professionals. Like I said, it's possible for you to earn 45% return on investment. Yeah, you can actually earn profits in the range of 45%. How am I able to determine this? Well, as traders, we have experience. We know the costs associated with various things in terms of the logisticals, the transportation. We know offloading charges. Just a whole range of costings per bag in terms of grades and standards, in terms of many other things. In fact, even in the report, we actually take it a step further and advise you. For example, if you're in a location where you're not able to secure the maize, what should you do? And because you'll not be able to travel everywhere, but we've given you a guideline on some of the things that you can do in order to make sure that you will have your profits. We've also cautioned you on what it will take. Again, the profit is not a guarantee, but we've calculated and given you a range on how to be able to effectively do the maize trade. Like I said, it's also possible to make a lot of losses. There are counties that would look like they have a good place to supply maize, but the truth is you'll actually burn your fingers. There are places where you shouldn't even sail. Because you make a losses of up to minus 21%, it's burning your fingers and it does not make sense. So that's why we've done the report, to caution you, to tell you focus. And we've given you the tools, we've done the work for you. One of the things that we've noticed is that a lot of traders, they pull figures off their table. They say, oh, I'm not good with numbers, especially, you know, accounting for those small costs, you know, offloading charges, parking fees, when you arrive in Nairobi, dealing with city council askaris. There are so many costs associated with the maize trade that you need to calculate. And so we've done for that. There are also things like the import duties, the tariffs, the customs and all that. We have calculated all those and we have given you an indication of your expected profit margin. So again, The data keeps changing, the prices keep changing, but what we've done is we've adequately given you the tools to know where to get the current prices. And we've told you on what you need, what additional cost you need to factor in so that you stay within that profit range. The other question that we have is, what if I only have 20 bags of maize? Well, Nairobi may not be the most profitable place to sell your maize, if depending on the location that we're in. And like I said, we found there are counties where the profit margins are much higher than Nairobi. We've indicated them, we've advised you. So I know because Nairobi is a major hub, sometimes we're under the impression that that's the best place to sell your maize, but it was very surprising to see how profitable some of the counties are. And so instead of you taking the time to bring 20 bags of maize to Nairobi, it's better for you to find out what other places around where you're coming from are more profitable, or even is it better to even sell within your county. Many people also call me and ask me, tell me about the base business in Nairobi. Well, like I said, Nairobi is not the most profitable place to sell your maize. So to find out which these other places are, you need to secure the report. And you just need to type hashtag where is the maize. And we've given you the link for accessing the report, which is Mothers of Africa Mobile Soko.com, product maize demand in Kenya. So all that is taken care of for you. Again, the other thing I get is I want to bring my maize to Nairobi. Like I said, Nairobi may not be the most profitable place for you to sell your maize. And again, the question of the 20 bags of maize. I get people who, in the process, one of the things that we do is we are very careful who we sell with, because we work with in terms of suppliers and buyers. We vet. We are very unapologetic about it. Why? Because the sector is full of a lot of conmen, a lot of thieves. It's very clearly marked on our website. So we have a vetting process where we make sure that we work with legit businesses. One of the things that I get a lot from people is they just ask, can I just bring my maize and be paid on delivery? Yes, you can. But if that is what you want, if you have money to throw around, because the maize trade is full of tricks. Like I said, there are times when you will deliver to a large company thinking that you have nailed your deal, and then the maize is rejected and you have to start negotiating for a lower price. So when you start looking at the cost of taking back that maize where it came from, you're stressed about it. So what can you do? How can you secure and negotiate proper contracts, and what do you need to do to be able to do that? The other problem is people, I find a lot of ignorance in a lot of the terms that people use. Can I just bring maize and you pay me? And the question is, if that is a metric ton, it's about 28,000 kilograms. So if that maize is, for example, at 100 shillings, that's 2 point something. Is it 2 point something million per that consignment? Honestly, on a very serious note, you expect someone to just have 2 point something million just lying around, 2.8 million just lying around. So you need, one of the things about the grain sector is you need to make sure that find out what are the credit terms, when can I get paid, because it's very possible for you to deliver your maize and they take the consignment and they don't pay you. We've seen people who have been directed to strange offices to deliver, only to go back later and find out the place has packed up and left. It's not unusual for people to hire warehouses, and so these are some of the things that we're trying to caution you about, and so that's why you need to be able to just go to the report and get that. Like, again, I said, can I just deliver my maize and be paid on delivery? Yes. But again, it's if you like to be conned, you know. So those are some of the things that we're addressing. Other people are afraid to bring because they are worried that they'll be conned. The report clearly explains the risks and warnings that you need to look out for in the maize trade, and that's why I believe it's a very useful tool, because it clearly tells you what you need to really focus on. Another one I get is people bragging about there's a government tender I have been given. Can you supply me with maize? In fact, I've had people calling from all various countries saying I'm calling from the state house. Many of these are con men. Many of them are lies. And yes, there are many, a number who look like they might be politically correct, connected, but that does not necessarily mean that they are. We also get queries for people who want to supply to NGOs, relief agencies, and things like that. And the report clearly explains the risks and the cautions you on what you need to be looking for when you're supplying to government institutions. There are warnings, there are various factors you need to look at, and even that greatly ties into the cost of that money, because that money might be tied before you get how are you factoring in your loans and things like that. So you need to be very, 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 very careful. It's not unusual for payments to have especially that have been done to government institutions. This includes organizations like WFP and many others. These are also government funded institutions, so you need to really be on the lookout to listen carefully and see what it is that you're really getting yourself into. So one of the questions I've been asked is, how is the report different from other maize reports online? It's true, there are other very expensive and nicely done maize reports in online that are available for sale about $1,000. They're very, very expensive, very pricey reports. But one of the things, the reason why we developed the reports, I've had an opportunity to be both on the development side as well as the private sector side. And one of the reasons why I decided to really focus on the private side, because we are traders and we've been traders for a very long time. And one of the challenges that we usually have with the reports is that the reports do not actually prepare you to do trade effectively. They don't know, they're not street, they don't have any street smartness in them. I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm just saying they have been prepared by people who are technocrats, who are sitting behind the desk, who have never actually sold any maize. So again, we have been in the business for over 25 years. We have the expertise, we know the knowledge sometimes, and the grain sector is very, very informal. So we have expertise, we have knowledge, we have insights that many people who have never actually sold the maize would have. So for us, why we wanted to do this, we wanted to prepare a report that is very business focused, very trade focused, that would help the normal actual African traders to be able to get this valuable information and trade more effectively. Then secondly, it's very specific. It's very easy to read and very geared to their concerns and their issues. Again, one of the things I was asked is why is it different from other reports online? And like I say, it is one thing to sit and read and study maize trade, and we do this all the time. We monitor prices on a daily basis. We are constantly monitoring the movement of grains, both via telephones, via our network. We do a lot of market visits. So you see, we know what we're talking about. It is quite another for someone to sit and look at data and then draw analysis using Excel sheet. This is a huge, huge difference, because again, the person who's actually trading can actually tell you what it is. And these are some of the things that we've discussed in the report to tell you, yes, if you're going to sell maize, how do you find out what quality of maize it is? Someone who's just publishing a report will just say maize is maize. But no, maize is not maize. There are different types and variations of the maize. So it's important for you to be able to know what you're getting yourself into. The other thing about the report, why it's different, is that most of the reports may be are donor funded. So usually you'll find the reports are geared towards meeting either the theme or an agenda, or to answer questions that are really related to those big institutions. Sometimes it's a World Bank, sometimes it's USAID, sometimes it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, AGRA. Their reports are customized to a particular style, but this report is really addressing the questions that have been raised by traders, the questions that have been raised by farmers, the questions that have been raised by women who are getting into the maize sector for the first time, the questions that have been raised by youth. So this one is simply very simple, very affordable, that is very, very customized and very tailored towards the maize trade in Africa. It's to, for us, we are very clear on making a report that is, that favors the Africans to be able to trade in the African market, in the agricultural markets. I haven't seen another report that has taken this shape. Normally the reports are geared to a particular audience, but ours is very specific. We know who we are targeting, and that's why the report has been broken down to make it affordable and for it to be in a manner that is, it's not your standard format report, but a business tool that will help traders make informed decision. And that's why, again, we've even taken the time to see, to do a video of it, so that we can be able to explain, because you know many traders do not like reading, not just even traders, but usually people don't like reading, so we've had to do the video version of it. The other question is that we've been asked, how do I work with you? Well, we vet all our suppliers and buyers to ensure that they're legally registered business. Sometimes a trader will call me, a farmer will come and tell me, yeah, I wanted to work with you, but I don't have it's just an individual. And what we normally ask is go register a trading name and then use your individual tax PIN, which is normally what our requirements are. If you're a company, we will also ask for your company incorporation certificate, and then we will also ask for your tax PIN. Again, why do we do this? We believe in restoring integrity in the sector. We're very intentional and very unapologetic about it. If someone, no matter how big the size of your business with, if you're not willing to go through a vetting process, then sorry, we cannot do business with you. So the vetting process is you just basically send us your business license, your KRA PIN. We want you to email it to marketing@bettergrains.com. You need to tell us the product that you have. We need to find out the grades and standards that you have. We need to know your asking price, and we would like to know the destination, either for import and export. Where is it coming from? You know, those things. And then finally, we want to know your payment times. It's very, very important to do this. And the reason why we do this is because if you're going to facilitate for trade, then we need to be able to be accountable. And again, the agricultural markets must begin to favor Africa. We don't want people to start losing their money. And so that's why we do what we do. And then finally, if you're wondering, where do I begin? Well, it's very simple. Just you can email marketing@bettergrains.com, or you can trade@faustinamoney.com. On our Better Grains website, we've also put on the information of what we're looking for when dealing with large volumes for large buyers and sellers. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me. I'm very excited about it. I just wanted to let you know that we have data on other counties, which we will be posting, but again, those reports will be on a pre-order basis, because we don't want to go ahead and produce 42 reports that we're not so sure anybody will get. The data is there, but should you need for us to be able to procure the data, then the reports are on pre-order. It will be curated for you, and then it will be sent to you. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me. I would be most grateful if you would like or subscribe to my YouTube channel. We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and WhatsApp as well. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye.